Right, we're up to Simon Tovresh Lamed Tes. We started learning yesterday the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. Very relevant halachas indeed, and we'll carry on these very important halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. We started yesterday learning the halachas of the beginning of Seif Aleph. I'd like to start again from the beginning of the Seif, although we're just going to move on, but please allow me to start from the beginning of the Simon again. Dine Yeshiva Sukkah, the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. Ketzad mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. How do we fulfill the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah? She oichel, you should be eating, she is drinking, v'yoshen, and sleeping in metal, and be around, v'dor, and live, basukah in the Sukkah, kol Shivas Yomim, all the 7 days. Bein bayoyim, whether it's in the day, bein balayla, whether it's in the night. Kederch shu dor, b'veisu, the same way he lives in his own house, b'shayim o'ishashon, the remaining time of the year. V'kol Shivas Yomim, all the 7 days, oisei adam is beisu arai, his house is really temporary, v'sukosei kevan, the Sukkah is only, is his real dwelling place. Ketzad, how is that? Kelim anoim, the nicer kelim vessels, umatzois anois pasuk, all the expensive vessels that you've got, those go in the sukkah. Kleish, see a drinking vessel, kigoin, such as ashoshis, because there's different types of drinking vessels, the main ones and the personal ones, pasuk, all this you bring to the sukkah. Avol klei achila, but eating plates, la'acha achila, after you've finished eating, kigoin, such as kderois, v'korois, serving plates and eating plates, chutz l'sukkah, all that goes outside the sukkah. So the point of it is that we have to realize that in previous generations, it wasn't quite the way we eat nowadays, because they would, nowadays we've got some pots and pans which are actually quite, you commonly bring them and you serve out of them, no? There's a lot of some pots, you'd probably bring them on the table and serve from them, am I right? Yeah, so we're not talking about that. We're talking about pots and pans. You just cook from them. You'd fry them, and they wouldn't normally end up in the dining room. Those, the Shulchan Aruch says that those you mustn't bring in the sukkah. But if you've got some sort that you normally serve with, and it's not uncommon to bring into the dining room, those you can actually bring into the sukkah as well.
What about, is there a halacha that you have to remove the plate, when you finish eating, can you leave the plates lying around a little bit, when you finish eating, or should you rush and take them out?
Depends what you normally do.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. Depends. If you're normally, you're not makpid, you don't mind so much, you have dirty plates lying around, it shouldn't be any different than in a regular, than in a normal place. But if... But if you normally hurry up and take them away, then you should collect them in the sukkah as quickly as well. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. A menorah besukkah. The menorah, the lights should be in the sukkah. The menorah. If you've got lights, so you've got a candle that produces light, you should keep that in the sukkah. If it's a small sukkah, you're concerned that it's a bit too small for that light in the sukkah, many chutz the sukkah, you keep it outside the sukkah. What about the Shabbos and Yom Tov candles? In the sukkah or outside the sukkah? Outside the sukkah? Outside the sukkah? Outside the sukkah? Why is that? Inside the sukkah? Outside? Why is that? Does anybody keep them inside the sukkah? You've seen people? They do inside the sukkah, yeah? In the sukkah or outside the sukkah? So the truth is that there is definitely a point of bringing it outside. The Shulchan Aruch says, HaMenorah b'sukkah, the menorah should be in the sukkah. It's similar to that. And the truth is that even more so when it comes to the Shabbos Yom Tov candles, that should be b'mokam achila. They cause a covered Shabbos. And really one should have the Shabbos and Yom Tov candles in a place that you're going to be eating. However, the concern that applies in the Shulchan Aruch of Sukkah Ketana, that applies nowadays as well. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkot and Ches, that Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches explains, afilu enu mitzmtzemes b'shiura, even if it's not that small, elo shiktana, but it's fairly small sukkah, be'inyan sheyesh lochush, that you have, there's a concern, shama yiskarev anei, maybe the light is going to get close, ledofna ha'sukkah, to the walls of the sukkah, v'soychas b'ur, v'tisorev sukkosa, and the sukkah might, chas v'sholem, catch fire. So the concern over here is that with the light, if you've got a candle, you might chas v'sholem catch fire. So that concern still applies nowadays. And if you're trying to understand why people don't know makbet about putting the candle in the sukkah, that's probably the reason, because we are simply concerned about, especially if it's windy, etc. So it makes sense not to keep it in the sukkah. Yeah. Yeah. Now the Ramah continues and says an interesting halacha, page 206 in the top. Ba'al yaseh shum tashmish bozui besukkah, a person may not do a disrespectful action in the sukkah. Kedei shelo yu mitzvah bezui azalov, that the mitzvah shouldn't, because it's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, and it shouldn't be disrespect. It shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah in a disrespectful way. Mishnah Berurah says, what is tashmish bozui? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton tas. Don't wash up. Don't wash up the plates in the sukkah. Over koiser is lekik peder, but with regards to washing up cups, that's or glasses, that's okay. Also, lahashtin besukkah afilu bekli. You're not to be excused in the sukkah. That could be very naga actually. If you think about elderly people or something, they're sleeping in the sukkah and they can't. You don't want to, or especially in previous generations where it would be quite common to have something next to the bed. You're not allowed to, also the hashna mesukkah, you're allowed to be excused in the sukkah, fill up a kli, even in a kli. Afal b'sha oise kem b'veis, even if next to in the house you would do that. Remember in those days, the toilets were normally outside. So you're not allowed to do that, in the sukkah, even if normally in the house you would do that. There is a Mishnah, the Bialoch over here says, Bialoch says the following, Al yaseh shum tashmish bozui. Bialoch says, Viv tashmish amita, marital relations, loy mikri tashmish bozui. Marital relations is not considered tashmish bozui. It's not called disrespectful. Tu bichlal teshvuka intoduru. That is considered teshvuka intoduru. It's a normal way of living. Therefore, it's okay to do in the sukkah as well. V'gam be'etzem loy mikri tashmish bozui. And he said, generally, it's not considered tashmish bozui. B'mashu mikai mitzvah aseh shel puruvu ve'oino. The fact you're fulfilling the mitzvah of puruvu, and oino, that's definitely not considered a tashmish bozui. 2 points have to, however, be considered. And one is, it might be too light, because of Eira Levona, it might be too light. Zaloch is how dark the room has to be, and it might be too light. Point number one, and point number two, one also has to take into consideration that if it's psukim in the Bochat Uvecho, Besukas Teish V'Shivas Yomim, etc., this psukim then obviously will be also as well. The point is that is intrinsically something bozu. It's right, it's true, one has to do it and it's a mitzvah to a certain extent, but it's actually intrinsically something bozu. Sifbeis discusses the halachas with regards to the shit of eating what's the halachas with regards to eating outside and inside the sukkah. So let's get that clear. Sifbeis oichlem v'shoisim, you eat and drink in the sukkah, v'sheinim, and you sleep in the sukkah. With regards to sleeping, we'll soon see the Ramah is there is a sleeping we'll address a bit later, but now we're just addressing the eating and drinking. Called Shiva all 7 days, Bein Bayoim, whether it's by day, Uvein Balayla, whether it's in the night. Ve'ein Yeshem Lichutz Sukkah, we're not allowed to sleep outside the Sukkah. Afilu Shinas Arai, even if it's just a temporary sleeping, you just fell asleep. You know what it's like just to fall asleep? You didn't intend to sleep, but you just fell asleep? Ever come across?
Wings.
Pardon?
40 wings.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if it ever happens to you. Yeah. so he says, so it's that, even that, Shinat, if somebody, even that, you wouldn't be allowed to have a little, to put your legs up on the couch and have a little rest. That says Shulchan Aruch as well. So that's also considered sleeping outside the sukkah. Aval muta lechoil, we're going to address the sleeping with Ramah later on in Mitzvah Shem. Aval muta lechoil achilas arai chutz le sukkah. Now, as opposed to sleeping, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says that eating something which is considered achilas arai, as opposed to sleeping, an achilas arai, a snack, that's actually permitted outside the sukkah. Achilas arai is permitted outside the sukkah. Now,
So that's not supposed to be sleeping. Sleeping is always, it's always also. Eating makes a difference. Is it proper eating? Proper eating, you have to do in the sukkah. However, a snack you're allowed to do outside the sukkah. So what is a snack? V'kama achilas arai. What is considered the achilas arai? So the Shulchan Aruch says, kebeitza mipas. With regards to bread, it's a beitza of pas. We're talking about 100 grams or something. That's already considered. Considered definitely achilas. That's considered eating outside the sukkah. That's already considered more than achilas arai. You have to do that inside the sukkah. Umotel ishtois mayim, but you are allowed to drink water, v'yayin and wine, v'lechol peirois. And with regards to eating fruit as well, afilu kavalem, even if you fix your meal just by eating fruit, all that is permitted chutz the sukkah, outside the sukkah. However, the Shulchan Aruch does say, umi sheyachmir al atzmo, is somebody who's stringent on himself, v'lo yishteh chutz the sukkah, and he doesn't drink anything outside the sukkah, afilu mayim, even water, harei ze meshubach, he's praiseworthy. Right, and let's just finish off the Shulchan Aruch. V'tav shelo osu mechamish minim, and what we would call a mezoinos, which is made out of the five types of grain of wheat. Im koveal olav, if he's fixing his meal on mezoinos, chashiv kevar, that's considered a proper meal. V'tzorech sukkah, now we need a sukkah. Okay, there's quite a lot of important halachas in here, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here. What's generally the halacha? What's the custom? Rice is a gray area. Would you have a proper meal outside a sukkah are we makel to have a proper meal as long as you don't have to wash? And let's say you don't have. Let's say there's no mezoinus. Would we be okay to have a proper meal outside a sukkah?
We don't generally do that,
right?
But I guess this comes.
Right, if there's no access, yeah, if there's no access, yeah, 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 if, yeah, it's true. But I think that one has to, yeah, of course, if there's no possibility. But Shabbat does address this point over here. Now, before we go into that, let me ask you, we're saying that eating and drinking drinking a cup of water, we're saying is for sure fine outside the sukkah. What about if you're in the middle of a meal and you run out of drinks in the sukkah? Okay, and you're just thirsty. Can you quickly go into the kitchen and have a cup of water? Well, in the middle of a meal, cup of water in the kitchen? Because cup of water is okay. Is that okay or not okay? No good? Why? You can't
interrupt it by having food outside.
Right? Even if it's a cup of water? Yeah? What do you think? Cup of water in the middle of the meal. You're having the whole meal inside the sukkah. But now you want to have a cup of, you're thirsty, you run out of drinks in the, you want to have a cup of water. Can you quickly go into the kitchen and have a cup of water? Because cup of water, yeah?
It depends whether you can have a shisir avai in the middle of a sudas kebab or not.
Right? That's very interesting. So the Shaitzian says over here something interesting. In Sifkot Choftes, the Shaitzian says, an interesting point, addressing exactly this shaila. I'm skipping the first four words. Then it says, that the Gemara says, we eat and drink in the sukkah. And that's actually what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's only after a meal that you normally would drink in. So he says, is that if it's part of the Suda, says the Shaar HaTzion, if the drinking is part of the Suda, you'd have to do that inside the Sukkah. But if you're drinking without food at all, that's not enough to eat in the Sukkah. The Teshuva can't do it, Machmona, because Teshuva can't do it, says the Gemara, says the Torah, and Shtia Bliachile. That's what he says. So it continues then, skip the bracket. And it seems according to that, even water in the suda ain't kedai. It is not right to eat outside the sukkah. He's not 100% sure about it.
What do you think? So in the middle of a meal, you run out of drinks. After the dessert, you're just about to wash. And you want to have another cup of Coke. You want to have another, you know, you're a bit more thirsty. So instead of bringing the drink out and have it outside, you prefer to just drink that drink in the kitchen. So you can't do that. You can't do that. According to the Shaitzian says that if it's part of the meal, you have to drink it in the sukkah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the minhag with regard to
what's the minhag with regards to Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah? Excuse Matzah Shabbos Chanukah.
Havdalah should be in the sukkah.
Havdalah should be in the sukkah because of the Bir Pri HaGofen. Is that why?
Because I think that it's because the sukkah is your dwelling.
Very good.
The period of sukkahs, and therefore you make Havdalah where your dwelling is.
Right. What do you think about that, Rabbi Say Havdalah?
So you don't need a Shabbat Kiddush in the sukkah. Why? No.
Right. So it's right. Good. Yeah.
I'm sure Clarice can say Yayin is fine outside the sukkah, even technically. Although I wonder if it's considered part of the beginning of like Malava Malka or the next minute.
Right.
So maybe it's part of the Suda.
Right. So the truth is, Taka, that it's actually considered the Kvias, it's actually Koivea. And the halacha is your koveh, because you're making Havdalah, because of the cheshivas of Havdalah, you're actually koveh. It's as if you're establishing a quote unquote meal there because you're making Havdalah, and therefore there's a requirement that I could do it in the sukkah. Pardon? Right, you would, yeah. You would.
Everything,
yeah.
I was wondering if the Havdalah would be an exception because of the flame we had problem with the menorah.
Oh, I see. I think that generally does anybody do Havdalah in the Havdalah in the sukkah? We're not concerned about the flame.
It's only for 5 minutes.
Right, and you're holding it as well. Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody generally. Right, the question is the lay shave. As to whether to make lay shave or not. You definitely have to. Yeah, what do people do lay shave or not? It's a question. It's a question, and I think some people are, some of them, Minik, what do you think about Isai? Do you make lay shave?
Not without
mezonis. Right, without mezonis you wouldn't do. So the truth is, it's not so posh that some people would actually be makel to make because of the kvias, like on because of the kvias of the actual Havdalah, they'd actually make leishev. But it's true that generally people are makbit, and they would make bring a mezonis there and make the leishev on that.
You should do a chibur about the imperative of having a fleishik suda to get be mechazik benashim to produce more.
100%. Yeah, that's definitely. I'm all for it. Yeah, very good. Okay. Good. Says the Rama, let's carry on with the Rama with regards to sleeping. Says the Rama, where does that come from that many people are leaning nowadays of not sleeping in the sukkah? So the Rama addresses this point already in the Rama's times, people were lenient not to sleep in the sukkah. So where does that come from? Because we learn that it's one of the first words of the Siman, but a person is obligated to live in the sukkah, and that includes sleeping as well. So why is it that many people are lenient? Says the Rama, that many people nowadays are lenient with regards to sleeping in the sukkah. That they do not sleep in the sukkah. Only people who are particularly careful to fulfill the mitzvahs. So now he says the following approach. Yes, some say the reason is mishum tzina, because it's cold. The yesh tzar, because people are in agony, they are uncomfortable. Lishan b'mekoyim es akorim, people are uncomfortable to sleep where it's cold, and you can't sleep like that. It's cold to sleep in outside, outdoors, and that's why it's called the p'tur of mitzta'er, because it's cold. That's approach number one. The Rama continues and he adds the following. Veliner, and it seems to me, mishum de mitzvah sukkah. says the Rambam, mitzvah sukkah is really ish uveisoy, a man with his wife, with his family, ish veishtoy, kederech shudah kol hashana, a person is allowed to, the mitzvah sukkah should be really the way they live the whole year round. And therefore, v'makom shelo yuchal lishon im ishto, in a place that you can't sleep with your wife, she'en lo sukkah miyuchedes, you haven't got your own individual sukkah, but you're sharing sukkah with other people, so you can't, you can just have to come there on your own. And that, therefore you're potter, because you can't, you're not expected to sleep on your own. V'toyev lehachmir, and it is proper to be machmir, v'lio isham im ishto, to be there with your wife, k'mo yishehudo kol hashana, the way he's sleeping his entire, if he can have his own personal sukkah, he should rather sleep with his wife in the sukkah rather than, that's what it says. That's the ideal way. Yeah.
The Tornham Open Road has got that.
Pardon?
Well, the Tornham Open Road has got that in his balcony.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah.
Are women potter for the sukkah?
They are. So they are. So they are. They certainly are. Women are potter. No. So you think that. So he says, he's trying to understand why is that people are lenient. The Gemara is Mechadish, says that he's not so sure about being cold or not cold. He says, I've got a different approach. My approach is, says the Gemara, because really a person is not obligated to separate from his wife. So he's allowed to be with his wife. So if he wants to be with his wife, he's allowed to, so if there's no space for both, if there's no, or it's not sneer stick, there's no, it's not a personal sukkah, then she can't come along, and therefore he's not obligated to be in the sukkah. He can go into his house.
But if he has got the setup, he can force his wife to be with him in the sukkah.
He's got the right of being, it's not forcing, he's got the right of being with his wife. The Rambam is explaining why there's a p'tur. So that's that. That's the now. With regards to what do you think about the first heter of cold? About that, cold.
I think it's very, very relevant in countries that are colder, like England, Russia, where many Yidden lived, and Eastern Europe.
It's not as cold as Russia here.
Perhaps
it?
Not so much in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly in the colder countries.
Right.
I think they say that people in this generation haven't got the strength and stamina of people
previously
feel the cold more.
Right.
And they haven't got the strength like to learn for the number of hours.
That's that previous generations did, yeah.
It's interesting that the Machaber doesn't really mention it, who lived in
warmer climes.
Yeah.
In the East, and you've got the Ramah who lived in.
That's a good point.
Poland,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thermal,
yeah, it's interesting.
Get thermal sleeping bag.
Oh, what you are saying is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
Really?
Yeah, this country is very mild anyway. I
mean, says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Yud Zayin. Your mom is mechamed to the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Yud Zayin. Mishum Tzina. V'im Kain. Therefore, Misha Eilu Akorim V'Ksosus Kuroi. Somebody who hasn't got pillows and covers. V'yesh Tzina. And it is cold. Eilu Lehachme. It doesn't have to be strange to sleep there. But what does that imply? He says, Misha Elo Korim Vixoso, somebody hasn't got pillows and cushions. He's allowed to be lenient. What does that imply?
He doesn't have to buy them.
He doesn't have to buy, yeah.
But if people on the world will just spend hundreds of pounds on the best Lulav and Esrog and to upgrade a mitzvah, they could become the mitzvah with a 20 quid Aruminium, right? They choose to spend 100 quid on an amazing set of Aruminium. But they don't. But they say they can't sleep outside because it's cold. They don't want to spend 30 quid on a warm mattress, a warm blanket, when actually sleeping in the sukkah.
You mean the consistency is not? It's not very consistent.
In some ways, it's a bigger mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah than it is to go from a sort of a poshut aluminium to the. Correct me if I'm wrong. A kind of a mahuda.
What do you think about that? It's inconsistent. You have to. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, but Mishnah Berurah, the point I wanted to bring out from Mishnah Berurah, that's what you were saying, that he does say that Mishnah Elo Korem V'Ksosos Koro Yesh Tzin, somebody hasn't got ways of heating, of warming himself up, he's potu. What does imply is that if you've got a way of warming yourself up appropriately and that you won't feel the cold, yeah, if there's such a thing, that you can warm yourself up, wrap yourself up, and you've got the right things to warm yourself up, that you're okay, if you're okay with that, then it's fine.
To promote the
together with the Right, so that's but it definitely depends on the climate. It depends that there's true that the Ocher Shulchan and all the poskim they speak that if it's cold, there's definitely no if it's genuine. If you there was a shayla was asked, what happens if somebody did try to sleep a number of years in the sukkah and he caught a cold every single year? He went 2 years, 3 years. He tried, and every time he ended up having a cold. Sometimes worse than others. Does he still need to try until he actually gets the cold, or is that a general tool now that he knows? Not because of the cold climate. Ah, yeah. Okay, if that's true, then yeah.
I would think that it wouldn't be he could be out of the sukkah because he's a sensitive person.
And he would be mitzvah. He's going to be mitzvah. Right. Okay, we'll readdress these issues tomorrow, Mitzvah Shemin, as we go through the Mishnah Berurah.